I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Democrats know their voters. They don't want to show up. There are any number of them they try to get back on the ledger that are criminals. They don't want to register. And on we go. NJ.com says that the turnout in the midterms was higher than it's been in midterm elections in decades. About 53% of New Jersey's registered voters voted. That's almost 20 percentage points higher than 2014. The lion's share, though, of the increase came in the form of votes by mail, VBMs. And it was Norcross's operation that both changed the state law mandating that everyone who had voted by mail in 2016 presidential election automatically be sent a mail-in ballot every year, and that honed and perfected the process of getting out those votes. In the 2018 midterm elections, over 400,000 New Jerseyans voted by mail. Compare that to 127,000 who voted early in the last midterm election. You see a 215-point increase. Importantly, what we know about these voters, they're not the traditional absentee voter. You know, who people legitimately might have a real reason. They're going to be out. They have a job thing that they can't vote that day. Okay. Nope. Most of them are younger. Most of them are, a great number of them, were 18 to 29 years of age. 60,000 people between that age voted by mail. Among 30 to 39-year-olds, there was a 451% increase. NJ.com says the Captain Obvious, younger voters tend to lean Democratic. Socializing them to vote by mail, even in off-year elections, creates a new core constituency for Democrats in New Jersey. Wow. This year, Norcross said he focused his VBM energies primarily in the seven southern counties. In those areas, Democrats managed to pick up two House seats, Jeff Van Drew, Andy Kim. Remember that? Andy Kim beating Tom MacArthur. There were tens of thousands of New Jerseyans in the 2016 election who would not have voted in 2018, but not for vote by mail. Okay? So, A, I think this enhances potential fraud. B, I don't like it. Is it too much of a problem to show up and vote? Is there something I'm missing here? Or is, no, this is, well, why do you not? They still have to make an effort. They have to sit there. How do you spell Democrat again? I have to vote for a Democrat again. Tell me, where's the Democrat box here? VBMs. Hey, the Democrats are the ones saying the figure that tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, might not have voted. And I wonder how many of those VBMs were for Menendez. I bet 80%, something like that or more. Not sure if that would have been enough of a number for Hugin to win, but this is where we're going. And certainly it made a big difference in Andy Kim beating Tom MacArthur. They control the machinery of government. They are moving to eradicate the Republican Party in New Jersey. And again, I think this is, I don't know what it's like day to day in California, but this must be what it's like. That's exactly what's going on here. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless push pound 1210. So, yes, I have a problem with this. I wonder if you do. Do you think that people should have to make some degree of effort to show up at the polls and vote? And we all vote on the same day when we know the same stuff and all this stuff that goes into it, or is this fine? And then this will be too hard at some point. And we'll see people say, well, this is too difficult. I forgot. And all, you know, all the stuff that goes into it. And we'll come up with an even easier way to vote. And again, why are Democrats always on this side of it? Now, they know their voters. They know the numbers they got this time were much better than they were even in previous years, the first year that he had this vote by mail. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound. I get the absentee ballot. You got to make some effort. There's some standard there of legitimacy. You can't be there because of X. I get all that. But this, it just feels like voting by mail. There's something about that that doesn't sit well. And why do I know these are going to be Democrat voters? Because this is what they want. Everything is too hard. You know, we don't have any time to do this type of thing. If you want us to vote, you're going to have to make it increasingly easier. If we're going to win, we're going to need that felon vote, too, at some point. The illegal vote and the vote by mail. VBMs. Boy, Republicans, you talk about a tough battleground. You talk about stuff that is just increasingly difficult. Wow. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. You think, well, it's okay, Dom. At least they're voting. At least they're doing their civic duty. I'd rather they not vote, to be honest. If you don't want to show up and vote, I'd rather you not vote. I think your vote is suspect, to put it mildly. I don't think you're paying attention. I just think you're thinking, all right, a place like this, who's the Democrat? Who's that running? Let me check that box. Just make sure I get the D there. You think these people are aware of Menendez and all the debate that was going on with Menendez? Any of that? But I don't know what Republicans are going to be able to do. They don't control the machinery of government anyway, so Democrats will continue to push and push and push until they completely eradicate them. That's what's well underway. Now, the Katie Brennan woman is somebody throwing, the fly in the ointment here. She might sue them over discrimination. But if any of this gets to the New Jersey Supreme Court, good luck. By the way, apropos of that, and I blame, in Pennsylvania, large measure, Republicans for a lot of this stuff. Did you happen to see this morning that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, rogue Democrat court, is going to rule on going after Airbnb and taxing them and doing all those things? Now, how do you think they're going to rule? I can tell you right now, yes, Democrats want to tax them. Democrats want to restrict them more. Democrats are trying to take this industry and really, really curtail it in places like Philadelphia. Yes, we think they have the power to do it. That's before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They announced the other day that at the end of 2019, they will take up the matter of how much should go into state education for the poorer districts. In other words, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court in Pennsylvania announced, essentially, we know what they're going to do. I've been telling you, they're going to tax you more to pay for Philadelphia. That's what they're going to do. They haven't said it yet. Well, we got to look at the case, and that's what they're going to do. Now you could say, well, I blame them. No, I blame the Republicans. The Republicans have not lifted a finger to impeach any of them, and particularly one who ran on what he would do before the case was in front of him. That's impeachable. At least let's go through the process. Let's see what happens. Republicans are in the majority, and they're becoming more cowardly all the time. So the only remedy to that is more and more primaries. More and more trying to put people in there that actually deserve to have the R in front of their name. This Supreme Court in Pennsylvania is real. In Jersey, you expect it. But Pennsylvania is still a purple state. And in large swaths of it, it's very, very conservative. How we got to a point where the Supreme Court here can dictate things like this? It's because of the cowardly Republicans. They will not challenge them. And we keep on sending more and more of them back saying, we want you to go there and stop this stuff. They're willing to go back to have that power, but they don't want to use it. And Democrats give them credit. They're willing to do anything. So in Jersey, this vote by mail thing, just as another example of it. Wow. Big piece today. This is how they got Menendez elected. This is what you're up against. You know, other people are taking a look at Hugin and saying, look, he ran against a guy that is a national embarrassment. He spent 15 to 20 million bucks of his own money he had, or more. He took positions that are in concert with New Jersey on cultural issues like marijuana, same-sex marriage. And what happened? He lost substantially. All right, let's go to Tom in Gloucester Township. Mayor. I'm surprised he's able to call the show from that locale. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Tom, great to talk to you again.
Same here, Tom.
Listen, from the GOP standpoint here, in specifically Camden County, vote by mails were pushing the 50,000 rate. They sent them out, about 57,000 of them, and close to 50,000 came back. So that's something that we in the GOP are going to have to work very hard to overcome. That's the new playing field. We can't take our ball and go home. And,
well, I hear you, and I'm not in that. If I were in that process, you're right. I'd have to adapt to that, Tom, like you do, and push to do that. I'm saying as a broader principle what it illustrates, what we're up against here in Jersey.
Oh, I have that. Believe me, on principle, it's not even vote by mail anymore, I'll be perfectly honest with you. They've turned this into an early voting situation. In fact, they have signs up at the Board of Election that says early voting, not vote by mail.
Mm-hmm.
Come anytime you want and pick up a ballot standing there and vote early. Again, we have ceded that to the Democrats as Republicans. We have sat back. We have been soft. We've tried to argue the issues. We've tried to be the good guys about it, and we get hammered every time,
right,
especially in Camden County. So if either we up our game or we fold like the Whig Party.
Hey, Tom, again, for one more time, we have new listeners all the time. They haven't heard it from someone like you, who I really respect and is in the center of a lot of trying to change this. How could Camden County have, 57 out of 58 towns have Democrat mayors and all that? They're right next to Camden. They see the failure. You can't have a better picture of progressive failure. And right next to Philadelphia, very similar. And yet it's in the water there. You know, it doesn't strike me, and I taught in South Jersey, I've been in South Jersey all my life, it doesn't strike me as progressive per se. What's in the water there?
That's a good question, Dom. And if I could answer that, I could flip this tomorrow. But you're right. There's something in the water. Everybody wants to take the social media. Everybody wants to pound their chest. My taxes are so high. I can't take it anymore. I have to move. Well, either you move or you vote. But they keep voting for the same people over and over again. And we're not talking by just a couple of votes. We're talking in the 55-60 percentage point range. They continually vote over and over again against their best interest. We're going to have to figure out, as the GOP moving forward, how to combat that. One of the biggest issues is, and even in the article on NJ.com, what they talked about their plan is they have people come in to house parties, and it's the networking. But if you think about it, the number of people who have jobs in South Jersey, Camden County specifically, municipal, state, other jobs, and then their extended families, we're talking about maybe 30% of the vote before the first ballot is cast is for the Democrats, because they are controlled and they rule with an iron fist. If you don't vote my way, it's the authoritarian way that we see from our new friend in Congress. Now she wants to subpoena people now because they speak
against. Right, and Tom, your point is New Jersey is one of the leaders in state, local, one way or another, jobs, government jobs, subsidiaries, union jobs, municipal union jobs, and that is a big issue of control. They're going to vote for Democrats.
100%. That is the issue. I mean, we could talk about all the flowery things about how this vote-by-mail thing has become a great campaign issue for the Democrats. It was already ingrained. They're just reaching out to their constituency now. Now it's nieces and cousins and nephews and neighbors and friends. And then they go to the senior centers and they give you these ballots. And they say, here you go. Here's your spaghetti dinner. Fill out your ballot. They feel really good about it. Not illegal.
Yeah, this is I got to probe this more. Hey, Tom, we'll talk at the feast about this, or at least drown our sorrows around this.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Tom Crone. Thanks very much for joining us. You know, I get some places. I don't sense, and I taught in South Jersey. I'm in South Jersey a lot. I kind of sense Montgomery County strikes me as it might be more liberal in my mindset than a lot of these places. Yeah, Cherry Hill I get. Maybe Morristown. But a lot of these places are middle class. They're complaining about taxes and regulation and all that in South Jersey. And yet they vote for Democrats much more than the Philadelphia suburbs do, which are turning that way. What is it there that propels that? He said part of it, I guess. Democrats are very good. They're unbelievably relenting at all these things. And two, you have so many of these people that you start off with in extended families that are part of state, municipal unions, local unions, put them all together, and it's an unbelievable number. You just can't cede New Jersey to them, though. I mean, that's too dangerous. 855-839-1210. If you're in those, I don't know if there are 58 towns of what we consider to be South Jersey. I remember we had on the mayor of Audubon Heights when he shifted because of Trump and became a Republican. He might be the only one on paper that is. Why that area? It doesn't strike me as just hardcore liberals. You know, people like Cherry Hill might. They got enough there. It's not just hardcore progressives. And yet, 55-60% of the vote or more all the time. And then they scream about the very people setting up all these taxes, all these deals, all this corruption. They vote for a Menendez. What is it there that's the key?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.